Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. I don't know if you saw this story, Amy. I didn't realize that this was a thing. A bride and groom have left a family member taken aback after sharing their decision to send a "you are not invited" card. And this has to do with money. It has to do with budgets. Why is that funny?
You think they're saying you're not invited, but you still need to send a gift?
See, that's an interesting question. So basically, a family member, this was posted on Reddit. Reddit has a segment called Wedding Shaming. They have a forum there.
They have
people,
the best.
Yeah, it's Reddit's an
Reddit.
Amazing. Yeah. So anyway, they posted this. And basically, what the couple was trying to do was say, hey, look, we don't have a ton of money. We're having a smaller wedding 5 hours from where everybody lives. And we just wanted to let you know, in case you're curious, we're not inviting you because it's going to be tiny. We don't have that much
money. Yeah, because you guys are on our B list and you're not that close and we don't like you that much. I just find it's just so rude. How about if you don't get an invitation, you don't, and like grow up.
So you don't think this helps actually like
ameliorate the jab of not getting an invitation?
I would feel a little bit better. Actually.
You would?
It's different if it's a friend, if a family member who you're like, well, okay, do we need to plan for this or not? Are we going to this wedding or not? If they say, hey, I want to let you guys know it's a tiny wedding.
Okay.
You're not invited. We're just having these 20.
Well, right. What about here at work? Okay. Right. So you're at work and you definitely want to invite me because we have the best time. We have so much fun, but I don't see you every day. So you're going to send me that note? Because I'm going to tell you right now, don't send me the note. Please do not send me that note. Because that would flip me out. Because I'm immediately going, oh, it's just better not to get a note.
Is it possible that it's done just to say, hey, this way you can still give us a gift? Is that really what this is? Is it really
monetary gifts accepted? I mean, I've had that. I've gotten that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're only accepting monetary gifts or whatever.
Well, about this? What if you were invited, but they also say everyone has a role to help in the setup, meaning you have to like help set up the reception?
I am not going to that wedding. I mean, it costs money to go to weddings.
Yeah, it costs money to throw a wedding.
Are you kidding
What, you
me?
Can't help put on some plates?
Are you serious? No, this stuff is just, there's a reason that Emily Post wrote the Book of Etiquette. People should read it and go buy it.
Money is not for everyone. Not everyone is living in cash where they can just like have $80 plates for everybody. If they can add and invite several more tables of people, but it means you have to clear your own plate, you ain't going. You're not going to help put up flowers.
Wait, are you arguing that this is a reasonable thing? It's not family dinner on Sunday night. It's a wedding. Shouldn't it be somewhat nice? Like, I got to sit and rest at the wedding. I got to make dinner every night for the kids and clean up. I'm not happy with this modern stuff.
I'm a little surprised that you're that hardcore.
Dare you? It's an outrage.
Well, then I hope your cousin doesn't invite you and you don't even know whether or not you're invited.
Oh, believe me, I hope I'm not invited too.